most of the land he could see, but he wanted more. Only one piece of property kept him from having complete control of the North Tributary and its waterways. The Fuller Ranch stood in the way of his dream. Rand Fuller had repeatedly refused to sell his property when he was alive. All the old man wanted to do was raise beef. He had no ambition for wealth or power, but Edward did. After Mr. Fuller's death, he was shocked to learn the land had been willed to his daughter. "Who in her right mind gives land to a woman?" The words came out with enough force the horse's head came up with a look of concern in the animal's eyes. Edward took solace in knowing it didn't matter who owned the property at the moment. The deed to the land was just an obstacle in his way. In order to succeed in this wilderness, one never balked at a challenge. He'd spent weeks setting a plan into action. After years of waiting, all his passion and energy was focused on getting his hands on the neighbor's ranch. The waiting had been hardest, but with Fuller's unsuspecting daughter's guard down, now was the time to strike. A lone rider approached from the south ridge. The man in the saddle rode tall with an air of confidence, a real man by Edward's assumption. Self-assurance was something he appreciated in a person. He grinned and nodded with approval.